We call the heartland, not very smart land. IQs are very low, but threat levels are high. They got a mandate, they don't want mandates. They got so many hates of people to despise. In the dust bowl, cerebral black hole. The average weight is well over 200 pounds. I hate to generalize, but have you seen the thighs? Most haven't seen their genitalia in a while.
Part of my show, episode 454. This is the most episodes we've ever done in 1 week.
It is.
Although it's a new month. It's November.
That's not true.
No.
Oh, okay.
Just back in August, we did like 7 in 1 week.
But we didn't record them in 1.
Yes, we sure did.
We sure did. That was all in 1 week's time.
Yeah. We weren't on vacation for a month.
Well, this is the most we've done in 1 week while we're sitting in the studio today.
This is the most number of shows we've done in 1 week in this studio.
How's it going, Andrew? Why are we here? I got an email or something. What was that?
Windows Defender.
Windows can suck it! You know there's a way you can turn that off. You could just, you know, mute the incoming settings. USB there. No, not settings. The computer right there on the board. Right there on the board. You're doing this for 9 years, and you're all fucked up.
See fewer notifications.
While you're doing that... Get ready for Pumpkin Show! Coming to you from the West Coast, sunny California! I'm not getting in that ocean, though. You can suck it with your water and your fish piss. Gonna learn how to surf the big waves. I'm gonna eat sushi on the beach, drink a Modelo, get raped by a hobo. California! Hey, Andrew, are you done fixing the knobs over there?
Yeah.
Oh, good!
They're fixed.
Nice.
They're ready for you.
They're ready for me?
Yep.
Sweet. What are they going to do?
I don't know. Whatever I want them to do. And so my knobs.
So as you might have guessed by the intro, things are happening.
What?
There you go.
What's happening?
Nothing. I don't know. You're just like, I'm going to look down. I'm going to fiddle with my fingers.
I was waiting. I was listening.
Were you waiting?
I was waiting to hear what was going
to
happen.
You were texting.
No.
Going to California.
When?
Wednesday morning, maybe?
Today's Monday night.
Oh, yeah. I guess we should mention, it's Monday night, election eve. Tomorrow is November 3rd, the election, and then after that, I'm going to be on a plane straight into the fucking mouth of the beast. Or the den of the beast. What is the phrase? I think it's den of the beast. I think that's the one from the Bible or something.
Oh, I don't know.
I will be in the goddamn San Francisco Bay Area. 4 months, at least until the end of the year. And then after that, I'll be in sunny SoCal.
This is exciting.
Yeah. Excitingly nerve-wracking.
I'm going to have all these places to go, Cal.
You're going
to
have a what?
Yeah.
No, you're gonna be here learning how to cook.
I'll be here as well.
Oh, okay.
I know how to cook. I sous vide, and then I throw the vegetables
and
in.
And you eat me.
Yeah.
So you have plans to come out and visit me at some point because you'll have enough of the snow. We had snow!
I can visit you.
First snow of the year.
I don't know if this is an opportunity or not, but Alex is going to be down in Florida. That might be doable.
Quite a commute. I won't be able to hang out there.
There was something I got this morning about Georgia.
You're just going to be all over the place.
And I'm going to go visit a man on the river up closer to here, only about 40 minutes from here.
Old man,
I'm gonna stay there.
River. What's you're going to meet an old man on a river?
No, I'm going to stay at his place. I'm going to stay with an old man.
What are you, Huck
river.
Finn? N-word Jim? Is that who you're going to meet?
No.
I didn't say anything.
R-word Ron.
Okay. Romanian?
River.
Oh. Riverman?
River Ron. That's his name.
River Ron.
So.
Yeah, so I finally got...
I'm excited.
I got the go-ahead. Best get on out of here. So, yeah, it's going to be... it's exciting, but also nerve-wracking because there's a lot of things that have to be done. Like, for instance, I have to get a flight. I have to find some place to live. And then it will be a hell of an experience, and it'll be a place I've never been before.
Listeners, all of you listeners who live in the immediate Fremont, California area, put puke up. But give them a bill for $3,500.
Yeah. Then I'll,
so you can get reimbursed.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Oh, I know.
Now, the problem, though, is they'd have to make, like, an official...
Receipt?
Like, receipt or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that's not hard.
Oh, maybe I could just get somebody to...
You just write, puke stayed here for this much money.
Yeah, there we go.
Done.
Well, maybe they could type it out. You know, that would make it look more official rather than just
a crayon. Then you got to get a printer.
Ugh, where do you get a printer? I will be just down the road from the Tesla factory.
Mm-hmm.
Might go into their showroom, do a test drive.
The showroom? You can't do a test drive.
Why not? Oh, yeah, they're all locked down. I probably won't be able to do jack shit. I'm sure I'll get yelled at for not wearing a mask outside in the middle of the woods somewhere.
I'm sure you just go north or east into a more rural
county. Rural? Yeah, I got to get up into the, what do you call that there? The Napa Valley. I'm going to go see some vineyards maybe.
Do you like wine?
I like vineyards.
Oh.
I like the way they look, but I don't give a fuck about wine.
Me neither.
I mean, I can pretend that I like wine just so I can have a snooty experience.
Yeah, I know some wine.
I might go drink some wine and eat some cheese if I was in Napa Valley, though, just to say I did.
I know some wine people that just opened a winery, and I was buying some wine.
And man, do they complain. These people.
So I bought a bunch of wine from them for my house guests. And while I was there, they're like, do you want to try it? I go, I don't drink wine. I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying. Like, if I try it, it's a waste. Don't waste your wine on me. They're like, no, give it a try. And I go, I just feel bad, right? So I'm not going to be like, oh, this is delightful.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you do in that situation? Go on, try. What you do, I guess, is you just try it and you go, oh, okay.
Yeah, pretty much. I go, yep, this tastes like it could be a good wine.
I didn't gag immediately.
Right.
So that means it's good enough. What did you do?
I had the wine and it was...
You said...
They gave me the wine for the non-wine people.
Oh.
So it was good.
Whiskey?
No. It was... I don't know.
What's
it was
wine for not sweet?
Something. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Like a Riesling? Riesling? I don't know.
I don't know either.
It doesn't matter what it tastes like, per se. It's not the taste that I dislike. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of it.
Mm-hmm.
I like white wines, but yeah, it's just like it. I have that physiology where I just get headaches, you know.
Well, there's fizzy wine, too.
And headaches and fizzy. I never tried fizzing wine.
You know.
I mean, champagne's a fizzy wine.
If I opened a fizzy winery, or if I had a winery and I released a fizzy wine, it would be called Physiology.
Physiology?
Yeah.
Why physiology? Oh, I get it.
It's a fizzy wine. How did
you? Yeah, and then the scientific term, physiology.
You had to think about that?
Yeah, I did. Fuck you. My mind doesn't work as fast at 5 o'clock in the evening.
Mine doesn't either. I'm spent for the day. I got up at 4.
Did you? Yeah, you were gone before. I didn't even realize you weren't in the house. And I was leaving.
Yeah, I got up and did some stuff. I went to the gym, then I went down to Pittsburgh and took care of some stuff, and I came home, and then I worked.
Nice. Were you able to get inside the house?
What?
I locked the door when I left, and then I realized you weren't here, and I'm like, well, I hope he has a key. You seem like the kind of person that doesn't have a key.
I have a key.
Okay, good.
I do want to put the smart lock on the door, though, so I don't have to carry around this key.
Yeah, my house... spoiled me because I didn't have to carry a key ever.
Keypad garage.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and then most of the time I would just pull up to the garage in my car and open it.
Right.
And then walk in because the garage was attached. This garage at this house is detached. So I can get in the garage, but then I have to leave the garage to come to the house.
So I want to hear from listeners. what they would like to see you go and do.
Oh,
while you're out there,
what would they like to see me?
Like, what would they like to hear you report on while you're out there? And you have this nice, handy dandy little USB microphone.
Yeah, you got me a microphone.
Actually, I got it for young Alex, and I said the show owns this.
Oh, yeah, give it back, bitch.
Use it for now. And then I got it from him when I left yesterday.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that'll help out a lot because then I don't have to travel with the entire.
That's what I thought. I went, oh, perfect timing for this.
Yeah, because I'll be able to just plug it into my computer. And then I'm sure it will sound like shit.
No, I
maybe I'll buy a blanket.
Yeah.
Or I'll just borrow a blanket from the Airbnb and cover it over my head when I record.
Just go to airbnblanket.com.
Air blankets. Yeah, so this was the... it's basically the last opportunity we have to record while breathing each other's disgusting stale COVID-19 air. Until next year. Well, no, that's not true. Maybe not next year. It depends on wherever your jet's setting around to. What do you want to do if you came out to the Bay Area?
I want to go to the mountains.
You want to go see a mountain?
I want to go north. I want to go east. I already said I wanted to check out Lake Tahoe.
Oh, yeah, that's only like 16 hours away.
Is it that far?
I don't know how far.
Okay.
It doesn't seem to be that far, but every time I look on a map of California, I go, oh, it doesn't look too bad. And then you like time it out, and it's like, yeah, this is 3 days away.
Yeah, well,
like,
California is too big.
It's too big.
It's too big.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, it'd be cool to see young Nick, if that's doable.
Maybe.
Like, maybe on a weekend or something, we can meet halfway.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to find out. I don't know how much time I'll have to just gallivant around. Whether I'll be working a lot. Well, I don't know that. What if I don't? What if we're too busy working?
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, then you can...
That may or may not happen. I don't know.
Get your sleep done in the car.
Yeah.
But I know. I think we needed to take advantage of tonight to record.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to have another opportunity. Because tomorrow night...
is the election.
And there's going to be a live stream.
Oh, yeah. Nick is going to be invading our stream.
So everyone listening on this live stream... tune in to News with Nick for tomorrow's election live stream.
Yeah. Which will be, you probably have to go to our Facebook group to see.
I actually thought about this multiple times,
oh,
and I went, ooh, I need to plan to be sitting in on that live stream.
Oh, yeah? You're actually going to participate in a thing?
I don't want to commit.
Yeah. But you could
thought
pop,
about
you could
it.
Pop in.
Yeah.
It says here, November 3rd at 7:09 p.m. Eastern, newswithnick.com/live. Join the fun.
Which is also this YouTube channel, so you can just come back here.
True.
I don't know how you get here in the first place.
Well, he made a fancy
I never tuned into this stream live.
This stream is portmanshow.com/live.
I know, but I never tuned in. So, like, I don't know what steps people take to get here.
I go to portmanshow.com/live.
They just happen to go here at the right time?
What? Yes, that's how live streaming works.
Okay, I don't know. I think there's something else going on.
I think you just don't know how YouTube works.
Okay.
You can even watch via TV. Like, because I'm subscribed to our own channel, sometimes I've gone on to my own television.
You mean you can even watch TV-a?
Hmm?
Go ahead.
Is that like a sweetener or something? TV-a?
TV-a.
But yeah, I've gone on there and like Nick would be live streaming, or maybe you and Brett were live streaming at the time last year or something, and I was like, bro, what the fuck? This is my own show. What's happening? And then also sometimes I'm on the YouTube channel on my Roku, right, on the TV, and as I'm scrolling through, I see my face, and you know, as one of the channels.
Yeah, you discussed this and you scared me about it.
Well, you have to be subscribed to the channel. You got to know where the good stuff's at. I mean, it's not just going to show up in the trending page or something, and we're not anywhere near popular enough for any of that, thankfully.
Right. That's what I'm saying. How is it possible that somebody random stumbles across this podcast? It's impossible.
Right, because they're not... even if they spell the name of the show correctly, Google is just going to correct it to portmanteau.
Yeah.
So you're never fine.
Right.
That's the way you get successful at podcasting, is you make the show either...
Unfindable.
Or just terrible, and we've done both for you.
So, are you feeling more excited than you were on Friday?
Nervous.
Nervous? Okay.
Excitement? But it's a better... yes, because now I kind of like know what I need to do. Because
on Friday, you were just like...
yeah, I was sort of... bleh. I was in like a limbo. Also, I don't know. Sometimes I'm tired, or I just don't feel like being excited for the show or something.
You don't get to not be excited for the show.
I get to be whatever I want. This is my show.
No, you can be unexcited about life. You can be unexcited about everything. But you don't get to be unexcited for the show.
I think
this is what I was trying to explain. Like, whatever level of enthusiasm I have, some percentage of that is totally fake.
Like 98.9%?
Could be.
98.10%?
Yeah. But you don't get to just not be somewhat enthusiastic just because you don't feel like it. Like, you would never not go to work just because you didn't feel like it.
yeah, I would.
No, that's you would just go to work and sit on Facebook all day.
What sick days are. I've taken sick days before.
Oh.
I get sick days. I'm going to take them.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't happen very often. There's definitely been times when I've gone to work and been like, ugh, I don't want to be here.
Holy cow. I don't know when the last job I had where I had a sick day. Like, I don't have it in my current job. Didn't have it in my last job. The bread job, I wasn't allowed to ever not work. Jesus. Even the trucking jobs, I couldn't take sick days. I'm like, what? I'm just not going to make money this week?
Yeah, that's a bummer. You don't get to be sick, boy.
Sick days are a myth.
Well, they call them like personal days
now.
Yeah,
they should call them personal.
Because companies realized at some point in the past 20 years that like all us fucking gay millennials are just going to lie and cheat to take sick days. So then they're like, okay, it'll just be a personal day. So just you get X amount of days in a year to just say, fuck it, I'm not coming to work.
They should change personal days to pussinal days.
Pussinal day. Mm-hmm. Puss day. I'm taking a puss day. I'm going to go cry under my bed, blankie. My Airbnb blankie. Jack hasn't had sick days either.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your good health.
Right. This should be a thing of the past. You don't get to not be healthy.
It's a perk.
You don't get to feel bad.
I mean, that's what you get. It's like a compensation. It's part of a benefits package for being in the horrible, horrible corporate company structure.
I guess.
Like, you also get to, because you're a salesperson, do whatever the fuck you want half the time.
Yeah, well.
So, I mean, like,
worked hard at cultivating a life where I could do whatever the fuck I want, which is mostly consisting of doing a bunch of shit for every other human being.
Well, that's your fault. You could have been a lazy ass salesperson and not taken on all this extra work.
That's not true.
That's not true?
You can't be a lazy ass salesperson.
Oh, okay. But
you're not, that just means you're no longer a salesperson.
But you didn't have to do Airbnb.
Right.
Right. So that's extra work that you chose to do. So it kind of counteracts the whole doing whatever you want.
I'm sick of doing work for people who work for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You need to hire better people.
Yeah. I need to hire somebody to work for the people who work for me.
Well, I feel like you should just hire somebody competent in the first place.
Not competent. It's just like...
Maybe you're not paying them enough. $15 an hour. Minimum wage.
If that's all I had to pay the people working for me...
Oh, yeah?
You know how much money I would save?
Well, according to the Bernie Sanders, that's an amazing wage. That's a living wage. So you're paying too much, son.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I got a dude getting $50 an hour.
Can I have that job? That's way more than
sure.
I make.
Get shit done for me then.
Can I work 40 hours a week?
Yeah.
Oh, what? The hell?
Oh, wait, no. Not only for me.
Oh. Not only for you.
Okay. Yeah. I don't need you more than 40 hours, so I thought that's what he meant. Like, do I have to work more than 40 hours? The answer is no.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's pretty easy to pay somebody $50 an hour when you've only ever had them work for like 2 hours in a year.
No, they're working probably 4 days this week for me.
What are they doing?
Driveway.
Oh, that's the construction fellas.
Yeah.
Contractors, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I got back last night from Ohio. I went to Columbus on Saturday.
I heard that place rocks. No, wait, that's Cleveland.
And I came back on Sunday. And I have been to Columbus before. Back when I drove a tractor trailer, I had to go outside of Columbus all the time. All over Ohio. Every little shithole place in Ohio.
Okay.
And also, a woman I was dating when I worked at... No, I was a trucker then. We started dating when I worked at the pizza place.
Okay.
Then I became a trucker.
That's a lot of pizzas.
Then she went.
Now, to be fair, you could be a pizza trucker if you worked for like DiGiorno and you were driving right. their frozen pizza from their factory.
There are DiGiorno trailers out there.
That's what I'm saying. Like yeah. they make all that shit in a factory yep. and then they ship it around. So continue.
So she started going to Ohio State University, which is in Columbus, which is like Ohio
it's
State.
Like 4 hours away?
It's 2.5 hours from Pittsburgh, further from here. Ohio State is huge. Like super giant.
The Ohio State Buckeyes?
Yeah. Giant school.
Well, and I know they like football.
I had gone there back in 2007 or 8, whenever that was, when I was going out there, and I never had an enjoyable time.
They immediately kicked you off the campus. They could smell you out as not one of the college types.
No, but I almost got in a fight with a guy who was trying to defend Detroit, Michigan.
You're like, no, the place sucks.
Yeah, I just basically said Detroit sucks. It was fucking 2008.
Yeah, Detroit.
And I was going to the shittiest, rustiest parts of Detroit. So I'm like, yeah, Detroit's fucking awful. And then this guy was like, fuck, but Eminem. And then he wanted to fight.
Did he not see or listen to any Eminem? Like, Eminem's movie and all of his music was like, how much Detroit's. Anyway.
I heard like 3 seconds went, that's obnoxious.
His movie, 8 Mile, you watch that and you realize, yeah, Detroit sucks.
Yep.
You don't want to go there.
So, went to Columbus and I had a pretty pessimistic view because it was like, this is the heart of Ohio.
Yep.
And I just went, okay, people compare Pittsburgh and Cleveland and Cincinnati and Columbus all the time.
Do they?
These cities don't compare.
People that have never been to all those cities? Or people that have been to all those
people
cities?
That have been.
And weird. I'm
always shit-talking on Ohio and Columbus. And,
yes, you are.
And I get there and I just go, yeah, I'm driving in and there's a giant pile of gravel. And I go, oh, there's Mount Columbus. That's the highest point in Columbus. And
like road highway construction.
Yeah. And then I get into town and I see every fucking person because Alex lives pretty much on the campus.
Oh, okay.
Which is effectively like all of the city of Columbus is the campus almost.
Okay.
So Alex lives on the campus. And as I'm driving in, there is nothing but masks everywhere. And I went, wait a minute, Ohio's supposed to be more free than Pennsylvania. This is some weird backwards world.
Not in liberal land on the college campus. That's like when I went down to Pitt.
It's University not that bad in Pitt. I drive through all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it wasn't. University of Pittsburgh wasn't that bad. But remember, I talked about on the show, I was down there that one day and I was just like, why the fuck is everybody in masks?
Yeah.
Except for me.
Right. But it's not 400% of people at the Pitt campus are in masks.
Right. There's a lot of other normals
right
walking around,
but here it was everything, it was every single person. Mm. So I talked about on the last show how I was going to a play thing, some
yes
sort of Rocky Horror thing. So that was the crux of the evening. Like tickets were purchased ahead of time for this and we met up with the group. There was a bunch of us and well no
did you dress Scratch up as Frankenflurfer?
We go out for lunch when I first get there. The play thing is at like 7:30 p.m. or 8 p.m.
Okay.
So it's like late lunch. We got all this time to kill. So Alex wants to show me Columbus. It's a nice day out. And we go out for lunch. And I'm just like, okay, I'm going to be up late tonight. We're going to this thing. We're going to be drinking there. I don't need to have a drink at lunch. So I just got my Diet Coke.
Okay.
And then I was shamed for not getting a drink. So then I had a drink.
You were ashamed for not drinking alcohol at lunch?
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with these people?
Well, I was leaving somebody to drink alone. Oh. So I was guilted, not shamed. Guilted. That's a better term.
Yeah.
So I drink at lunch.
So
some
of course
goes
you're like,
by.
I go, well, I guess I'll have to chug like 5 whiskeys.
Yep. And then we move on with the rest of the day. And a little while later, I'm like, I already started drinking. We got to keep this rolling. Like, okay. I can't just stop.
Yeah, that'd be silly.
Right. So then we went out.
It's like a diesel engine. Once it gets going, you want to keep it warm.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but we went out to a German sausage house. Schmitz Schnitzel House or something.
Schmitzel Schnitzel.
Sausage place.
Schnitzels.
And.
Sounds delicious.
Holy cow. This place was amazing. Better than Max's.
Oh.
Better than Max's if.
Oh.
The building was as cool as Max's building.
Not as cool a building.
But everything else was better. The food was better. The prices were better. The bourbon was cheaper. And it was a man playing an accordion.
What? That's so German.
It was very German.
It says here that it started in the 1880s.
Yep. Just like Max's.
Jesus. These Germans, they sure know how to peddle their message.
But, yeah. So that happened. And then we meet up with the rest of the group, and we go to the convention center, which is where this Rocky Horror Picture Show thing was taking place. Because social distancing, we now need a giant room where we can spread out all the tables.
Oh, yeah.
So we get there, and people are real enthusiastic.
Mm.
Which I get it. It's Halloween. It's Rocky Horror. And people like it. Fine. And we each get handed out these bags. Paper bags filled with stuff. Inside the paper bags were newspaper. Like, just random newspaper. Didn't have anything on it that was relevant. Just newspaper.
Okay.
Watered up toilet paper.
Sure.
A piece of toast.
Okay.
And a little plastic thing that you shake and it claps.
This is the worst lunch anyone's ever made.
So I'm confused about this, and we go and get more drinks. And there's a stage and then some big projectors set up on either side of the stage. And there's people up on stage, and there's like a PA system set up.
Okay.
But we're in this giant convention center room, so whatever was coming through the PA system from where our seats were, it was unintelligible.
It was the echoiest.
Yeah.
Place on the planet.
And what this was, it was the movie, an actual viewing of the movie with real life play actors playing out scenes
at the same time.
At the same time.
What
and
the
it's
fuck?
I understand what they were going for. It was like this interactive experience, which
okay
actually could have been a lot of fun. Like, if you're drunk
yeah
and everyone stands up and holds a newspaper over their head to shield themselves from the rain at the same moment that Susan Sarandon is doing that in the movie. Everyone stands up and it's fun, and like, you clap and you throw things, and it's all, that seemed very fun, but it was ruined by the horrible audio and the environment. So we made it about 15 minutes into the movie and we decided to leave.
Oh, wow. Hope these tickets were cheap.
They were.
Okay.
They're like $10.
Oh, okay.
I didn't pay.
Nice. Well, that's kind of a bummer. You'd think the people that put this stuff on would have understood how to set up some speakers around the place.
So then we go out, and I get suckered into a game of pool where we're out at some
bars.
Yeah,
I'm sure you were suckered into it. You were probably begging as soon as you saw that pool table.
I was standing at the bar, and the one girl that we were with walks over, and she's like, "Andrew, do you have any dollar bills?" And I go, "Yeah, what do you need?" And I gave her like four ones. And she's like, "No, do you want to play pool?" And I go, "Yeah, here's some ones. What do you want?" I was confused. So I said, "Sure, I'll play you in pool." I get quarters. I go over to the pool table. There are people on the table. So I'm kind of like, it's taken. I'll see ya. Okay. And she's like, no, they'll play us. And the guy's like, yeah, we'll play against you. So her and I teamed up, and they're like, who wants to break? And no one said, like, I'll break. So they said, okay, Andrew, you break. And I'm pretty shit-faced. I'm like, I'm like 9 hours into the drinks here.
Oh, that's true. You started at lunch?
Yeah. So.
And you haven't eaten anything?
No, I'd eaten lots.
Did you have that toast?
No,
the bag?
No, I didn't.
What was that for?
I didn't
for?
Have the bag tips. I don't know. We didn't stay long enough to find out.
Okay.
I'm sure everyone else there knew, because they know the movie a whole lot better than I do.
Oh, yeah.
They know, so you know what their cue is to do something with toast.
So that shit was related to the movie somehow.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Like, I don't know what any of this shit is either.
No, I don't know.
I don't like musicals, and I don't like Halloween. I don't like Frankenfurters.
The Halloween was fine.
Whatever the fuck that character's
So, no, Frank, that's his name. So, anyway, I go to break, and I just go, okay, there's a lot of people around watching me. Hopefully I get something in when I break, right? Because the worst thing you can do is, like, if you walk up all confident, like, to the break, right? You're trying to hit it hard, and you're more likely to just totally fuck up and
like,
do that,
knock
like,
the cue ball
very
off
unsatisfactory, like, shank, like, sink, like where the cue just kinda grazes
glances,
the ball.
Yeah.
And, like, the stick goes flying and sticks on the wall,
that
right?
That would be quite bad.
So that's what I was afraid of happening. What's happening?
We're playing pool.
I don't like this. So I walk up and I go, oh, before I get the opportunity to overthink it, I'm just going to do it. So I did it. And I hit two solids in on the break.
Wow.
I'm like, well, how about that?
Look at you, fucking pinball wizard.
So then I roll up and I hit the next one. Goes in. Next one goes in. I cleared the fucking table.
What?
I cleared the goddamn table.
That's amazing.
I never played better pool in my life. And then everyone's like, okay, we'd like to play too. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know what's happening. I'm sorry. The whole time. So it's down to the eight ball. Right? And now we're going to go for a few rounds and I end up losing.
What?
Still, the best game of pool I ever played in my life.
You sunk all of the balls and then you get to the eight ball and you fucking
lose.
How many rounds?
Yeah, not many. It was a short game. But still, I had done so well and everyone's mad at me because I'm doing so well.
And you're like, I'll show them. And then you vomited on the felt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just kept yelling, I'm not like Paul Newman.
That seems like a reference to something.
To some movies.
Hmm. I'm not familiar with them.
The Hustler.
Sure.
And then The Color of Money.
Cool Hand Luke?
Nope.
That's the only one I know. I haven't seen too many Paul Newman movies.
So, that was cool.
Yeah.
And then, I think I go out for a cigarette, and as I'm coming back in, all of a sudden, I see like half the group leaving. And I'm like, wait a minute. Are we leaving? And then everyone else follows. I'm like, but I have more drink over by the pool table.
Mm-mm.
So I rush over and I chug my drink and I go outside and I see half the group getting into an Uber. And I go, wait a minute, what's happening? And I realize how drunk I was too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, what's the plan here? Are we going back to somebody's house? Are we going to more bars? Half the group left, right? And then I'm getting text updates like people are vomiting, not happy. Not feeling great. Not good stuff. So they're going back to the house. Mm. The rest of us still walking up the streets of Columbus. And I'm like, I don't think I can go into a bar and have another drink. Otherwise, I'll be joining that puke Uber.
Yeah, the puke Uber.
So we go for a walk for a little bit and then go back to the one house. However, next door to this house was a house filled with 22-year-old guys that were like Ohio State students.
And oh, right, because you were on
they were the throwing a party.
Oh, a kegger?
Maybe. So,
did you see any kegs?
We go to this party. However, half the group was already there.
Oh, okay.
Right? So, that half the group is in the party, and now we have to walk into this party where I don't know anybody.
Obviously.
I'm just showing up at a man's house.
You just show up as the old guy who's like, hey, kids.
Yeah, I know. And I'm also the old guy, right? Oh, fuck. I think I was the oldest one there.
Probably.
At least by a couple years. Shit. Fucking young Alex. Why you got to be young? Why all your friends got to be between young Alex and old Andrew?
Well, what you do is you just tell them, like, I might look old, but I'm only 25.
So
if they believe, be like, I'm Albanian. This is how we look in rough life.
So we walk in, and I just go, okay.
I am student. Yes, Buckeye.
Do I just try and be friendly with everyone, or do I immediately try and find the people I know that might know the people who live in this house? So we walk in, and now we're just standing there in the kitchen. I think he called it a kitchen. I don't know. It was gross.
you couldn't tell it was a kitchen or not?
No. And also, I was drunk, and I was uncomfortable.
Couldn't remember what was happening.
Because I'd been to
so drunk you forgot what houses look like.
Yeah. Actually, that reminds me of something else. But so anyway, we're at this party and I've been to a million parties like this, but every single party I've been to like this, I was 17 years old. Like I didn't care. I didn't give a fuck. I never knew whose house it was.
Yeah.
I just went there for beer. So finally we find the crew and I go out and I plant myself near the campfire and we're hanging out and talking and all of a sudden part of the crew is not doing so hot. So the crew starts to leave. Two of us are left.
Okay.
Me and I don't want to say his name, this other guy that you don't know.
All right.
And we're sitting there and some fucking college kid just starts talking to us nonstop. And I go, oh, he's drunk and he's lonely and he's just talking to us. And now we don't know anybody here. I want to leave. Do you want to leave? He's like, yeah. But then, as soon as we kind of determined that, this gaggle of women walked in Halloween costumes. And this is how you see the perfect woman. So, a group of women walks in. I immediately forget the first two. But the third one was in a Lara Croft Tomb Raider outfit.
Okay.
I got a quick glimpse, and it was just like, holy cow. Right?
Hanging out.
Like, everything else just disappeared. I forget every detail about the previous two girls that walked by.
Yeah.
And now there's this girl. And I look at my other friend there across the bonfire, and he's thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
We make this connection with ourselves. And
we're going to keep on seeing where this goes.
So we stand there for a minute, and I go, okay, this could go one of two ways.
Statutory rape, or...
we can leave now and forever live with the memory of seeing the most perfect woman, or we can stick around and see her again, and it can only be ruined. Like, as soon as we see her again, she'll be way less attractive, and we'll find something wrong with her.
She'll pass under a good light or something like that, and you'll be like, oh, damn it.
So,
because in your drunken stupor, your mind fills in all the voids.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the backyard at this point. The exit is also in the backyard to get to the neighbor's house where the rest of our group were. No, I wasn't staying there, but the rest of our group was there. So just open the back gate, out we go. Right, we're close to the exit.
Enough. Yeah.
However, these girls walk by into the house. So now we're looking at the gate and looking at the house and looking at the gate.
What are we going to do?
And we're like, oh, I guess we should get going. But we should go out the front.
Yeah.
So it was a very funny moment. A bunch of quick decisions. We ended up going out the front, and that was that. However.
No further glimpses?
No. But I've noticed people do these things with me where late in the night, like midnight or some shit, and I'm very drunk.
Okay,
right?
Sure.
They'll sit me down and they'll try to have a deep conversation about something important with me.
No, geez.
You know how hard that is?
Yeah.
I'm in the worst mental state I could possibly be in, and now I have to sit here and, one, not make jokes, two, try to be constructive and positive and smart about things. That's the worst part, is like, I just don't want to be dumb about it. But I'm in a mental state where I am
dumb.
The dumbest, right? But the conversation keeps going, so maybe I'm not as dumb as I think I might be when I'm drunk. I don't know. But it's hard.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm just like begging. I'm like, please, next time you bring this up, do it in the morning. You know.
But not tomorrow morning, because I'm going to be so hungover, I won't give a shit then either.
No, I wasn't hungover at all.
Oh. Your poor liver.
Yeah. So, but... I did make a drunken mistake in the morning. So finally went to bed at like 1 or 2 or something. And I woke up early yesterday morning. And Alex lives in this apartment building. And there's two front doors, basically the left half of the building and the right half of the building. And there's a door for each.
Okay.
So they're like, it's mirrored.
Yeah.
And he lives on the second floor. So when you open the front door, you immediately go up the stairs. And you need a key to get in and out. So I get up in the morning and...
You need a key to get out?
To get in.
Oh, okay.
So I get up in the morning and I go to have my morning cigarette and I grab the jacket and I went, oh, my shoes are in Alex's room. So I had to go hunting for shoes. And all I could find that I wanted to deal with were flip-flops. Ugh, I felt terrible. I felt so terrible.
Wearing your socks?
Yeah.
And flip-flops.
Yeah, like the Adidas kind. The big Velcro strap.
Okay, well, that's not that bad. I mean, the thong is worse than the socks.
Well, yeah, but I hate the whole idea.
You just don't like flip-flops?
What if I had to get in a fight? What if that guy came back around from 12 years ago?
Do you want to bang?
Angry about Detroit.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to talk about Nixon incident where the guy came up to him in L.A. or San Diego or whatever, and he's like, do you bang?
Yeah.
And Nixon flip-flops, he couldn't run?
Exactly.
Yeah, you never wear flip-flops.
So I donned the flip-flops. I grabbed the key. I walk down the stairs, I go out the door, I have my cigarette. I turn around to go back in, I open the door, and I'm immediately greeted by a box. And I go, oh, it's very early, like it's like before 6 a.m. or something. While I was out there, somebody left a box, like someone put a box outside their door in the hallway.
Okay.
So I open the front door back up, and there's just a box. And I go, that's strange. Oh, well. I keep walking, start going up the stairs. And then I thought to myself, wait a minute. When I opened that door, the handle was on my left. I thought the door handle was supposed to be on my right. But then I went, I've only been in this house for a few hours. I don't know about door handles and where they're at. And I went, wouldn't it be funny if at 6 a.m. after Halloween night in a college town, I try to open a door to somebody's apartment that isn't Alex's? And I go, oh, I think that's a pretty likely situation right now. Yeah. So I go back downstairs. I go back outside. I step onto the porch. I turn around and look at the doors. Sure enough, I went into the wrong one.
Wow.
I almost walked into someone's apartment.
Sounds like you did walk into their apartment.
Kind of.
Did you get like 1 foot in?
Well,
2 feet.
No, I got into the common use staircase that serves like 2 or 3 apartments, but it was the wrong half the building.
Oh, so you didn't actually go into somebody else's apartment.
No.
You just went to a stairwell.
The building was like, I'm going to guess 6 units.
Okay.
So each floor had a unit, but it was, each floor had 2 units.
Yeah.
But the 2 on each floor were divided by a center wall. Mm-hmm. On either side of that wall was a corridor and staircases served by 2 separate exterior doors. So I went in through the wrong exterior door.
Yeah.
Just on the left side of the divide as opposed to the
right.
Man,
if that box hadn't been there, you would have been like knocking on every door.
Yeah.
And trying to get.
I would have just, you're right. Because I would have gone upstairs and went, oh, shit, I thought I left it unlocked.
Yeah.
And then I would start pounding.
Be like, Alex!
So that was fun.
Some guy opens the door and shoots you.
Then the next day, we went for a drive. Turns out there are parts of Columbus
what?
That don't suck.
Wow.
Overall, it sucks. Like it's not Pittsburgh. But I learned why. I learned why Columbus is far inferior to Pittsburgh and why it's more expensive. Pittsburgh's a blue-collar town. Columbus is a white-collar town.
Mm.
There's just interesting things in Columbus.
Hmm. How so? Like, what's interesting about Pittsburgh?
Everything. The history, all the industry, every ounce of energy on the planet like came from Pittsburgh in some way.
Right, whereas Columbus is just like, we have a college and some...
Yeah, we have a college and like some trucking depots and offices.
Hmm. So it's much more of like a modern...
It's white-collar.
White-collar town with just office buildings and blech.
I mean, they have some cool architecture. And like, we did find a cool old neighborhood where that Schmidt sausage factory place was. That was a cool neighborhood. But once I heard the prices, fuck no. Like, their Germantown is way more expensive than our Deutschtown.
Yeah.
Our Deutschtown has a river. Their Germantown is just flat. The sausage was good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of feel a little bad for shitting on Columbus so much, but it's better than Ohio in general, but it's not that great.
Schmitz has an online store where you can order sausage.
I don't know what else you would want to order from them.
T-shirt. A DIY Oktoberfest kit. But yeah, you can. So you, if that sausage was good enough. If that sausage was good enough, or good that good?
Yeah, then I have to
get yourself a Bahama Mama and a Knockwurst combo package for $86. Jesus, how much sausage is that?
By the way, I had a great weekend. It was super fun. I'm glad I went.
Oh, nice.
And I drove through a snowstorm on the way home.
Oh, yeah, it snowed.
Yep.
Yeah, we had our first snow of the year. It came down a decent dusting. It was like an inch on my car.
Yeah.
And I got to work. Like, the roads were clear because they're still pretty warm. And within an hour, it was gone.
Oh.
Like I looked out the window again.
This morning, on my drive down to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
3 accidents on the highway.
Oh, I did see on the news.
Every bridge was
ice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got on a bridge at one point going into the city.
I thought people were just stupid.
No. I got into a bridge at one point going into the city, and it was sheer ice, and the whole time the car was just skidding slightly, and I'm just watching every car around me just starting to get sideways, and I can see like this BMW's traction control kicking in and kind of helping the car correct itself.
And you're like, I'm in a CRV, I don't give a fuck.
Yep, pretty much.
Bring it on. Those things on the side.
Jersey barriers?
Yeah, or...
Guardrails?
Guardrails! Damn it! Bring it on, guardrails.
Guard against this.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got is all seasons, and I don't care. Because if I made it through this morning, I'm good to go.
You're right.
I'll be in fucking California.
You're
going to
miss the warm weather. It's
going to
be fucking 70 this weekend.
Oh. It'll probably be 70 where I'm going.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, it might not be. I don't know. I think the highs out there average this time of year, because it's going to be the Bay Area, and that's kind of a chilly place. It'll probably be in like the 50s. I'll get out there and it'll snow out there. Or the whole state will still be on fire.
Yeah.
One or the other. I don't know what's going on out there. I haven't really looked into it, but yeah, I won't have to worry about snow tires, I guess. Unless, of course, I don't really know exactly when I'm going to get back, but it's probably going to be February, March,
yeah,
April.
Yeah, you'll be probably fine.
So, yeah. Likely, if there is any snow, I'll miss that.
Well, try to drag your feet in Fremont. Make that shit take longer to reduce the time in L.A. Because if I'm going to make trips out there, I'd rather go to Fremont.
Well, I can't.
Oh.
I can't.
Try.
So they have a lease that is ending at the end of the year, and they're going to be out of that building. That's why we're going
extend
down to...
Extend it.
Oh, okay. I'll see.
No, I guess...
Hey, I'm the new guy. I got an idea. Fuck all that.
Like, how far do you have to go away from L.A. until you get to, like, California hillbilly desert stuff?
Desert? That's probably fairly far, but...
Really?
If you want to see, like San Diego's quite nice, and then the mountains around San Diego. So I'll actually be in, like, Irvine area, which is well south of L.A. That's, like, hour and a half, two
hours.
How far
from Death Valley?
Probably many miles.
I want to go to Death Valley.
I think Death Valley's way the fuck... Because didn't we look this up when we were doing a trip?
I was drunk. I don't know.
I'm typing in Death Valley, and I'm clicking on it, and... Ooh.
I want to see the fucked up little towns like in and around Death Valley. That's where I want to go.
Yeah. 4 hours and 17 minutes.
Oh, nice. That's not that bad.
Yeah, you could do that in a weekend.
A day?
A weekday? What do you mean in a day? How are you going to drive 4-5 hours in one day? Then you get out there and you're like, there it is, and immediately do a U-turn and come back?
No. 4 hours out, 4 hours there, 4 hours back.
Mm. Yeah, I suppose that's possible. And that might be, like, I did navigate just sort of wherever Google in the center of Death Valley, so there might be closer areas than that. There's Mojave National Preserve, Joshua Tree National Park. That won't be very far away at all. That might be an hour away. The Salton Sea is out there.
Yeah. That looks like a pretty fucked up place. Anyway, listeners.
So it might not be too far to get to.
Email us at show at, what is it? Email at Portman. What is it?
Hang on. Let me investigate and I'll tell you. Let's see. I do a few more clicks.
Well, whenever
contact.
Contact.
At portmanshow.com.
Email us two things. One, where I should go while I'm out there. And two, where you would like to hear Puke go and talk about while he's staying out there. Is there anything on your agenda that's like a must see, must do while you're out there?
Golden Gate.
Okay.
Bridge. Like, yeah. I just want to go and see that.
You can drive over it.
Like, yeah. Might be able to, like, get a picture or something of it. I don't know. There's that forest up there.
Oh, Redwood Forest. Yeah, how far is that?
I don't know.
I might want to do that. I've only seen Redwoods once.
I've never seen them ever. And so I feel like that shit's way farther north. But like when you go across, there's the Golden Gate Recreation Area. I feel like that had big trees, but maybe not. I don't know. I don't know where that where anything is.
But yeah.
We could go to Petaluma. Never heard of that. Santa Rosa? Never heard of that.
Either way, we don't need to look at the map and read off names of places.
Very true. Sacramento?
I just wanted to do a show for the listeners while we had the opportunity. Because again, tomorrow night at 7:09, News with Nick. Newswithnick.com/live.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in. Join us. Join Nick.
Yeah. Do it.
And you'll be seeing us in a different form.
Wait, I could actually be there too because I'm not leaving until the morning.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know if I want to... I guess I can stay up late. Who cares? I got 8 fucking hours on an airplane.
Yeah, sleep on the plane. You're fine.
I hate trying to sleep on an airplane is the worst. When I get into California, I have to find a testing area. And I have to test negative for the Rona.
Oh, shit. And you spend time around me.
Twice in 24 hours, yeah.
Well, you might have to quarantine for 2 weeks.
That would suck.
Yeah.
Although, that is why I'm looking for an Airbnb and not a hotel room. Because I got them to grant me permission to get an Airbnb instead of, like, you know, this corporation has a website service you're supposed to go through because they have discounted rates, all this shit. But it's like I'm not staying in a hotel for 4 months.
Oh, you know what? Like, just Google nuts. Because you might get yourself like some badass like apartment building with a ton of amenities and stuff, even though the apartment might just be bleh. But you might get a bunch of cool shit like fitness centers and stuff.
I never thought about that.
Google.
But I also feel like an apartment's going to be terrible because there's going to be people around. And I don't like that.
It'll be fine.
I don't like people.
Google, like Fremont, California, corporate, not right now.
Oh.
But Google, like, do searches for corporate housing.
Huh.
Because that's exactly what you're looking for.
Am I?
Yeah. So it won't be, like, as bad as a hotel, but it won't be as nice as, like, a single family house.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, you'll probably have tons of amenities and things will be easy and systematized.
Well, here's the other issue, too, is that I might not have any amenities because I might not be allowed to use their gym because of coronavirus, because California is a fucking pile of shit.
Well, nevertheless,
so
give yourself options by looking.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Hmm. But
maybe. If you idea of having a house more than anything, really.
Sure, don't we all?
Yeah.
If you don't have anything else specific, I say we wrap it up.
All right.
Nice little short 4:54.
I've got 50 minutes that we've talked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right.
Because this was a last minute to show decision.
Yes, it was.
Last minute to show the fuck.
Good job.
DeShozen.
I have to go, because I have to go back and get some airline tickets going and such.
I got to make some calls, people. I got to respond to some messages. It's still the work day.
At 6 o'clock at night?
Well, on a Monday, kind of.
Yeah.
For me.
For you.
People are still doing business.
Yeah. Out in the West Coast.
Friday's different. Friday, everyone packs it in early.
Yeah. That's true. I got to pack.
Yep.
I got to do that, too. I have to pet my cat.
You know, and maybe in a couple of days, you might see an update to portmanshow.com/table. Maybe we'll see what Puke's new table looks like.
I don't think Nick's not going to do that.
Why not?
I feel like he's had enough with his table.
I feel like he'll be happy to do it after the plugs we gave him tonight.
It's not an official table, though.
Could be. You can make it official.
Oh. I'll just slap a Portman Show sticker onto it and call it a day. Oh, that's what I should do. I should hide a Portman Show sticker somewhere inside the Airbnb.
You should hide them like all over the place out in California.
I don't know if I have enough. Maybe. Oh, yeah. I should bring some. I think we have some.
There you go.
I don't know where they're at. But yeah, I should bring some.
I was telling strangers at a bar on Saturday night about the show, or someone else said it first, and then I had to oblige. So I'm like, yeah, it's called Portman Show. PORTMANSE. You're not going to remember this.
Yeah, because they were drinking?
Yeah.
They were
And I just gave up.
They could just go to portman.show. I don't know if that works.
I don't think that's a thing.
It was.
Was it? Portman.show?
Yeah. Yeah, that works.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Portman.show. SHOW. So, like, you could remember that in a drunken state.
Okay. Well, let's end it.
Hey, bye.
We'll miss you, Puke. Give me a leg that I can dive into. Bury my head in the shed at the bottom. Fuck today. Fuck San Francisco. Fuck out. Is YouTube safe?
Yep.
Okay.
Test, test, 1, 2.
Bam, 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 bam